Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, is this Carly?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hey, Carly, it's Cyrus. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Look, glad to be able to speak with you. Carly, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the way I wanted to frame you this segment, but then also to see any input you wanted to have as far as things you want to make sure we cover. Because what I thought about when I was prepping for the segment, I think you're a great example of being able to balance career, of course, family, and also living in the public. So that's kind of broadly what I'd like to talk about. You know, what it's going to be to pursue your passion, but also, of course, you know, being a mother, and then, of course, you know, having the world looking at you, what that's been like for you to balance, but also then bring it back to the music about your love of music when that began and what it's been like for you to share that. And then at the end of the segment, just remind our audience, you know, what they should be looking out for and how they can stay connected with you.
Sounds awesome. That's perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good. Well, look, I'm looking forward to this, and we're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all can join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in worldwide, thanks to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. We're excited to welcome Carly Waddell to our broadcast today. You guys know Carly not only as a recording artist, but also as an influencer as well. We're going to talk to her about her journey of pursuing music, what it's been like for her to share that literally with the world, and then, of course, the balancing act she's been able to do with balancing family, with pursuing a career, and also, of course, taking you guys along the ride with her. If you guys are not staying connected with Carly, we'll let you know the best place to be able to find her. Carly, really appreciate the time today. Thanks for stopping by.
So excited to be here.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I had a lot of fun prepping for this segment, Carly, because you are able to understand, I think, you know, better than a lot of people, right, what it's like to not only to be able to pursue your goals and your dreams, but also, of course, to literally have the world watching. But what has it been like for you, Carly, to see the way that people have responded to your journey and been able to support you along the way?
I mean, honestly, when I started, like, putting out music, even just being an influencer, going on The Bachelor, all these things, you never know how people are going to respond to you. And truly, I think I have always had such a positive, I mean, there's always haters, but I have had such a positive backing with pretty much like every choice I've made since I've been in the public eye. It's been so nice because I know that most people don't have that.
Right.
And it's been a wild ride. And it's been a while now. I guess I was, you know, I was on The Bachelor like 10 years ago, and then I just started putting out music last year. So it's been just kind of this crazy transition from like reality TV to influencer to music, even though I started in music before the show.
Right. Right. And that's what I, you know, you and I had a brief chat before we went live here. And I think that's the thing, Carly, I have to be honest, I didn't know, quite honestly, until I was prepping for your segment that, and I think for a lot of people, they did discover you, right, because of, you know, The Bachelor. But also, you know, what has it been like for you to let people know that you're so much more than that? And I think that's the big thing about your story, that you're so much more than just someone on television.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is, so I was a singer. I was singing on cruise ships all over the world, and I've, you know, sang in New York and, I mean, everywhere. And then I went on The Bachelor, and my storyline was like cruise ship singer. So people sort of knew that I was a singer, but then right after the show, I got married and I had kids. Then I got divorced. And so I really took this big break of being a singer, which is literally all I'd ever done to pay the bills is like be a singer and wait table, you know? And then I became this influencer and this mom and this wife and then this single mom. And I think that it's just been like this crazy ride back to music because the people who knew me from the show remember that I did that, but it's just been so long since I was doing that I think they're like, oh yeah, I remember that she did that. But then also now I have this huge new audience of just music people, you know, which is so great. And they're like, oh, she was on The Bachelor. So it's this interesting dynamic right now I have going on.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that when it comes to the journey with music. What was it about music that spoke to you initially, Carly, that made you say this was something you wanted to pursue?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, music has always been the thing for me. When I was like, I want to say I was probably in first grade, and there were these signs in the school that was like, hey, audition for this musical. And I asked my mom to take me to this audition. So I've really been on the stage since I was, you know, seven probably. And it's just always been in my blood. And then I started writing music when I was in about middle school. And country music's always kind of been this thing that I love because they're story songs. And I just really love telling a story. Kind of, I mean, even like with musical theater, I went to musical theater college, kind of the same thing, you know, it's storytelling. So I think that's always been a thing for me. I love how music just tells a story and it affects everyone so personally.
Such a great point. And I think, too, to make that connection with people. And, you know, we've been talking about you as an influencer as well, Carly, and that's another way you've been able to connect with people. And, again, part of my prep, I was on your YouTube channel, and, of course, we find a little bit of everything there, including, of course, you're being able to kind of take us on the journey of motherhood and find for yourself. What has that been like for you to know that people are interested in just the you of you, right? Not you on stage, not you on television, but just you as a mother and as a woman.
I mean, it's so great. That really is how I think I really have connected with people, is letting them into all of my personal life, basically. And, I mean, right now I'm literally sitting in the parking lot of my kid's school waiting to pick them up. So it's, you know, it's a balance. But it's been really great because, you know, people also just really connect to my kids. And they see the joy that they have brought me and even navigating, like, being a single mom and dating again and all of these things. There's just been, like, this crazy supportive community of women. And even, like, pursuing my dreams in music, there's this crazy supportive group of women that are like, yeah, go do it. Like, single moms unite. You know, it's been really cool and crazy.
Yeah. Could you have imagined that this would be the path for you, though, Carly, that you would be someone who would not only be able to entertain, but also to inspire?
You know, no. I mean, I think I always hoped and dreamed that I would be able to, you know, be somebody who had something to say and could, you know, help people at some point in life. That's always been kind of part of my journey, I think, as a person. In the music world, though, I think I felt like I gave it up so long ago that me coming back to this and saying a lot through music has been really cool to inspire people with that. But no, I mean, I just feel really blessed, honestly, because I know that I was handed this opportunity for a reason. And I think using it for good is also like the reason, you know.
Love it. Love it. Well, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Carly Waddell to our broadcast today. We're talking to Carly not only about the journey she's been on with sharing her music and her life with the world, but also, of course, seeing the response to people and the way she's been able to inspire people along the way. I know that touring is something that's been a part of your life recently as well. Carly, talk to us about that. I mean, it's one thing for you to be seen on, you know, on a tablet, you know, or someone watching you on YouTube or someone watching you on television. Mm-hmm. What is it like for you to be in person and to feel all that energy in the room?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, again, it's been so long since I had performed in front of anyone. And, like, these crowds are so crazy. I just went on tour in November with Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, and I just finished last weekend with Nico Moon and Red Farron. And it was just, I mean, that's where I thrive, and I love it. And I mean, the last show, I remember walking out on the stage, and there were just so many people. And I remember my guitarist, who actually used to be my nanny. How funny is that? But I looked at her, and I was like, Sam, like on the mic, I'm like, Sam, look at all these people. This is wild. And everyone was like, ah, like they were so excited. And it really just, like, the energy that they give me is, like, unlike anything I've ever felt in this world. It's truly, like, magic. It's so crazy. I love it so much.
Yeah. We had Nico on the program last year. He's such a great guy and such a great individual.
Oh.
He and his wife actually were on.
Yes.
And the song Better Days comes to mind, but it's so funny to hear you mention him because it brings up the last thing I want to talk to you about, Carly, and that is about association.
Yeah.
Because I think what has been so interesting about life, and Nico actually talked about this, he and his wife, when they were on the show, surrounding yourself with people who are going to pour into you, to build you up. How important has that been for you on this journey to be around
goodness.
The right people?
I just got chills all over my body when you said that. I always say there's like fountains or drains. And I was just thinking about that today because there's certain people in the last couple of years I truly have just had to, you know, kind of cut out. And then there's new people that come in that just like fill you up. And I think that a lot of the time in life, it's hard to say no, right? And you just kind of, I'm a people pleaser. So I've always wanted to please people. But I think in the last couple of years, I really learned that it's who you surround yourself with that really, truly like brings you life, you know, and that makes your life just so much more gratifying and light and just lovely. And so I think that's a huge lesson that I've recently had to learn was it's okay to, you know, have boundaries with people. And once you start doing that, I think new people start coming into your life and taking maybe the place of where those people were, but they bring you light. It's crazy, but it really is kind of one of those adult lessons, I think, that I really had to learn.
Such an important one, too. It's something I've definitely learned as well. So it's great that you're able to share that with people. Well, Carly, it's been great speaking with you again, everyone. Carly Waddell has been our guest today, talking with us about the journey of not only being Carly, but also sharing that with all of us. Carly, appreciate you stopping by. How can our audience stay connected with you and kind of keep up with what's coming up for you?
Well, I usually am most present on Instagram, so that's at Carly Wadd, like Waddell, but W-A-D. I shortened it. So you can find me there. You could also go to CarlyWaddell.com. But, yeah, that's pretty much, well, TikTok, but I don't use it as much. I would say Instagram.
Okay. I understand. Look, hey, there's only so much we can do. It's almost like a full-time job keeping up with everything.
Yes, it is.
Well, Carly, I really did appreciate this. Thank you again for the time and looking forward to speaking with you again.
So much. Really appreciate it.
More than welcome, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.